a title appears, Toy Story, That Time Forgot. Now, Bonnie plays with Woody. The toy wears a Santa hat.
Ho, ho, howdy, everyone. That sure was a fun Christmas. Hello, villagers. Woo! Excuse
Bonnie plays with the other toys.
Hey there, baby reindeer. Let's spread some Christmas cheer.
I am the Goblin Fairy. I'll make you the most beautiful of all. Please.
Hooray! Excuse me, miss. There's a bug in my son's ice cream, and he has a bug allergy. Here you go, sweetheart. Enjoy. Oh, no! My dinosaur has escaped! I'll find you!
She runs off.
Did you hear that, Rex?
I am a bit concerned.
No! For once, I'm finally going to get played with as a dinosaur!
Oh!
Prepare yourself. Inhabit the part. You must not play the dinosaur. You must be the dinosaur.
But I am the dinosaur.
Exactly! Now get out there and sparkle!
Prickle Pants tiptoes away and the others freeze.
There she is! The terrifying Kittysaurus! Oh no! She laid millions of eggs!
She holds a cat to Trixie.
Bonnie, get ready to leave, okay, sweetie?
Coming! To be continued.
Bonnie runs off and the toys come to life.
Woo! That was fun!
The way Bonnie's mind works is a mystery of science.
You make a fantastic
little dinosaur.
It was completely convenient.
Bravo! Oh, and your portrayal of the disgruntled lunch counter patron was gripping.
Aw, don't worry, Trixie. Next time you'll be a dinosaur for sure.
Andy used to play with me like a dinosaur all the time.
Yeah, me too. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
How would I know?
Good point.
Honey, why don't you bring some toys to share with Mason?
I'll get my spaceship.
Bonnie packs a bag.
Santa Woody, villager, daddy reindeer, baby reindeer, and the terrifying Kittysaurus.
The cat lifts her arms.
Greet the world with an open heart.
Ugh.
Remember to be polite now, please, and thank you.
Hey, go on upstairs, Bonnie. Mason's easy to find.
Mason!
Bonnie runs into a cluttered playroom.
Mason?
She scans the room full of toys, then walks across the hall.
Whoa, oh, duck!
Whoa, that was close.
You've got to be kidding me! He got an Optimum X for Christmas!
I never knew Mason liked video games.
Sadly, the controls are beyond my limitations.
Limitations are the shackles we bind to ourselves.
Mason!
Oh, hey, Bonnie.
Whoa! You have got to check this out.
Come
on. Oh. Okay.
She tosses her bag.
Mayday! Mayday!
The rocket-shaped bag crashes to the playroom floor and collides with the toy bridge. The toys step out.
Everyone okay? I guess we're not getting played with after all.
Well, who could blame her? No one could resist an Optimum X.
Where is everybody? Where's Sockape and the little wrestlers and the Eagle Force gang?
Looks like we got all afternoon to find our old friends.
Maybe. Some new ones.
Wow, Mason really hit the jackpot this Christmas. Nobody's this good.
We're gonna meet some new toys! I'm both excited and panic-stricken.
Battlesaurs. The ultimate dinosaurs. I love it.
Oh! Hey!
A small dinosaur scurries around.
Here, boy! Here, little guy!
Trixie! Come on, Kang, let's stay together!
They chase after Trixie.
Hey, slow down, buddy!
Where are you going?
Trixie! Hey, Trixie!
Kittysaurus lags behind. Trixie follows the little dinosaur to a prehistoric landscape of toys.
You guys, this playdate just got very interesting.
A complete set, fresh out of the box.
Where is everybody?
Hello?
Hey, motion-activated room sentry. Impressive.
Armored dinosaur warriors surround the group.
Whoa, look at them! They're like dinosaurs plus, with the armor and the little red spears.
Easy there, little doggy.
One nuzzles Kittysaurus.
Speak swiftly, foolish outlanders, or suffer my battle blade.
Ooh.
We are savage warriors, eager to slake our endless thirst for conquest.
The battlesaurs stand at attention.
Oh, nice.
Everyone's so committed to their roles.
Who goes there?
A brawny battlesaur with a spiked club somersaults from a rock. Trixie stares in awe.
Go talk to him, Sheriff.
Well, hi there, sir. My name is Woody, and nobody cares.
What fearsome dinosaurs are these?
Oh.
Greetings. I am Reptilus Maximus.
And I am
My name's Trixie. It's Trixie.
You're not like our females.
Oh, you're quite a unique specimen yourself.
The Battlesaurs form two lines. Carrying a staff, an elderly dinosaur with a beak approaches. Three similar but tiny dinosaurs tag along.
Now we know where they keep the fossils.
Strangers from the unforgiving outlands.
We have traveled far from the distant Bonnie tribe.
The old dinosaur pokes Woody and Buzz.
Leave your offerings and be gone.
Are dinosaurs not welcome in our great city, wise cleric?
Fine. Have them made presentable. I find their lack of armor disturbing.
To the armory!
Well, I think I'm going to head back.
I'll go with you. I've had enough Shakespeare in the park for one day.
Suit yourself. See you later.
Woody and Buzz get snatched away.
Welcome to Battleopolis.
Now a small battlesaur puts armor onto another.
A notch here, a jog there. Now go and be magnificent.
Bragon, indulge this dinosaur goddess in your finest wear.
I like where this is going.
Oh, look at you! A ponderous monolithic canvas to be adorned.
Keep talking.
The symmetry of a ceratopsid and such strong anterior protuberi.
You are so discerning.
Oh, yes. I'm quite expert in the enhancetizing and accoutrementization of battlesaurs large and small.
Controlling mechanical arms, Rhaegon opens a cabinet of armor accessories.
Ooh. Okay, I'll take that.
Oh, yes, of course.
That.
Plasma core warheads.
Well, you never know.
Gauntlets.
Yeah, very nice.
Dorsal sensoid plates.
For me?
Oh, most certainly.
Do you have the battle gogs and flame?
You have to ask.
Dish them on over, Lotha. Have I mentioned what a fantastic time I'm having?
It is as plain as the horn on your face.
When do I get a turn?
I haven't forgotten you, brother.
It's perfect.
Trixie shows off her spiky armor.
Ready for me?
The cleric mumbles to Rhaegon.
Well, what do you think?
The elders shall gaze upon this battlesaw with full and rapturous pride.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Hey, Trixie! Trixie!
Rex wears mechanical arms.
A fierce dinosaur now! Roar!
The ultimate dinosaur.
Come. Battleopolis awaits.
The cleric scowls.
This set is incredible. I could really get used to this.
Give us some muscle.
You're a bruiser, aren't you?
Prehistoric buildings, dinosaur cars, whatever that thing's meant to be. What is it?
The Triassic Tower of the Dream Elders, through which distant beings convey cosmic wisdom from another dimension.
At our house, Bonnie just yells across the room in a funny voice.
And here, the Volcano Command Base, my domain.
Everyone needs an apartment shaped like their own head.
Reptilus tosses a club.
Battle well, brother.
With strength and honor.
Trixie and Reptilus watch from a ledge.
Prickle Pants is right. You just need to be the battlesaur.
Your Prickly Pants is a wise prophet. Battle is everything to us. Our survival, our legacy from a kingdom long ago. An enigma wrapped in mystery. We've battled every foe since before the dawn of history. History! Battlesaurs! Battlesaurs!
You even have a theme song? Oh, you seem to have everything.
You are a puzzle, Trixie.
Well, technically, I'm a poseable action figure.
Now, tell me more of your world.
Oh, it's nothing like this. I'll bet you have the most amazing play times.
Play times? I do not understand.
Oh, you know, play. When you give yourself over to a kid.
Giving is surrender. A battlesaur would never surrender.
Trixie nudges
Ooh.
Him.
So serious.
Trixie... You cause me to question all that I know.
The cleric lights the tower with his staff.
Time for battle! Time for battle! Time for battle!
The battlesaurs scramble.
Oh, what's that?
The great dream elder beckons us to the arena of woe.
Okay!
Now the battlesaurs gather in a round arena. Reptilus climbs onto the central stage and poses with his arms spread. He points to the cheering crowd, then extends a hand to Trixie. Trixie bounds onto the stage.
Well, this seems festive.
The cleric arrives on a raised platform. He rolls onto a throne, then sits.
Let the battle begin.
A battle sword forces some toys into the arena.
Get over
there! Donkey! Pingo! Pomeroy!
Oh, this'll be good. I'll do a jab, then you pretend to attack me, then...
You guys are so jumpy!
Reptile sends two of the toys flying.
Whoa! Why are you doing this?
The cleric gives a thumbs down. Reptilus knocks Pango's head into the crowd. Pango's body falls off stage.
It's doomsday.
Fighting Reptilus, Sockape's arm gets ripped. The tiny dinosaurs pounce on Sockape. Woody and Buzz arrive.
Trixie?
What?
Trixie, the battle swords are not playing. They've never been played with. They don't even know they're toys.
Incredible, isn't it?
The cleric runs a finger across his neck. Reptilus charges Woody and Buzz.
No!
You got a crayon?
Reptilus smashes Woody's crayon to pieces. Buzz tosses a piece at the battle sore. Buzz closes his helmet. Woody dodges the battle sore's club several times and vanishes. Reptilus notices the cowboy clutching his club and shakes him off. Buzz yanks the battlesaur's tail, then dodges some attacks and flings Reptilus into Woody. As Reptilus charges, Buzz hits him with a jetpack wing, and the battlesaur's armor glows.
Blast!
Reptilus spins his club, then lifts it to strike. Trixie blocks him.
Back off, you bully!
She knocks him away.
Release the Goliathon!
Two mean-looking battle swords pull the giant six-legged Goliathon into the arena. The cleric laughs. The Goliathon's feet wiggle as it leaps onto the stage.
Whoa.
The Goliathon tosses Woody and Buzz into the air, then catches them in its jaws. It sucks Woody's arm into its mouth. The crowd stares. Trixie spots a button on the Goliathon.
Drop up my friend! You!
The Goliathon knocks her down. The battle sores notice Bonnie written on her foot.
As I suspected, she bears the mark of obedience.
What? This?
She lifts her foot.
I thought I knew you.
I was thinking the same thing.
She is an enemy to the tribe. Rhaegon, the Supplicator.
The Supplicator? Are you a suit of nomenclature? Well, that's none of his other abuse.
Using a remote, the cleric controls Rex's mechanical arms and the armor on his legs. Climbing onto the stage, Rex heads straight for Trixie.
Rex, have you completely lost it?
I'm sorry, I can't control myself.
His arms block her path.
There's no escape, Trixie of the Bonnie tribe.
Bonnie!
She dashes by Rex.
Get Bonnie!
Three tiny dinosaurs latch onto her tail, and she flings them at some dinosaurs. Trixie leaves the arena.
Stop her!
He chases after her. Running through the playroom, Trixie comes upon a partially wrapped battle sword playset. As Reptilus closes in, Trixie pulls the wrapping paper off. He notices the image of himself with a child. Trixie turns another box. Reptilus approaches the packaging for his own action figure. He stares at his reflection in the plastic. He looks from the Battlesaur's logo to an image of himself and then to his full name. Reptilus strikes the box. He sees Trixie run off. From inside the tower, the cleric peers through a periscope. He faces the Goliathon.
Robot, obey.
Now wearing a muzzle, Rex pries open the Goliathon's mouth. Rex pulls out Buzz and Woody.
Rex, I can't help it!
Goliathon spits up Tyrannosaurus. Buzz points at the periscope.
Woody.
What? Hey, that's Mason and Bonnie.
Oh, I get it. You're glad Mason got the Optimum X.
He plays there while I rule here. My battle swords have no use for play. They have everything they need. Content in their ignorance.
What's ignorance?
You've been a busy little tyrant, and only 2 days since Christmas.
Christmas?
The joy that you give to others is the joy that comes back to you.
Oh.
You will all be cast into the pit.
Pit?
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 Across Battleopolis, 2 Battlesaurs open an air vent. The fan spins inside. Now, Trixie runs across the hall where Mason and Bonnie play video games.
Shut down!
She sneaks beneath the television stand, finding a mess of tangled wires. Trixie charges ahead. The wires knock off pieces of her armor.
Come on, buddy, fight it off!
Rex, resist the supplicator!
Sorry!
I'm sorry!
As Rex carries Woody and Buzz through town, the Battlesaurs stamp their spears.
Oh, boy.
Trixie shakes off the last of her armor, then runs for the power strip. Reptilus blocks her path. Trixie knocks him over. As she reaches for the power strip switch, he blocks
Reptilus,
her with his club.
Your world is bigger than you know! Let me show you who you really are.
But I am a Battlesaur!
You can be so much more! And you know it!
In the playroom, Kittysaurus hangs from a Battlesaur's spear. She plays a horn. Rex carries Woody and Buzz to a dinosaur bone ramp that leads into the pit. A Battlesaur takes the horn. He tosses it into the fan. Across the hall.
It's your kid who chooses what you're going to be. It could be a dinosaur, baby reindeer, or something you'd never even think of. It's about being there for your kid. It's about...
surrender.
Reptilus looks to Trixie, then switches off the power strip with his club.
Huh? This bus is out of gas!
Dang it, the power's down!
Mason reaches under the TV stand. Reptilus drops his club, goes stiff, and falls backward into the boy's hand. Reptilus shares a glance with Trixie as Mason lifts him away. The boy gazes at the Battlesaur.
Oh, hello! Are you lost? Come see my igloo. We can wait inside with the polar bears.
Bonnie takes Reptilus. Mason turns the power strip back on.
Check the supplies. We have hamburgers, spaghetti, pancakes.
Mason sets his video game headset aside and joins Bonnie.
What planet is he from?
Neptune. Or maybe Florida.
She hands Reptilus to Mason. Now, Rex holds Woody and Buzz over the pit's spinning fan.
Whoa!
The cleric cranks levers on his remote. Mason and Bonnie run into the room.
We crash-landed on the party planet!
Aliens everywhere!
They collect the toys.
Where's my baby reindeer?
She spots Trixie. Bonnie lifts the toy.
She says, put on your dance pants!
Mason turns on a stereo that shakes the cleric.
Look, Buzz, I'm a boneless chicken. How about a dance, Uncle Wormy?
Don't know how.
The cleric spreads wings. Bonnie races the Goliathon against a dinosaur skeleton. Mason pretends to make Reptilus and Trixie fly. Later, the toys lie on the floor.
That was... glorious.
It was, wasn't it?
I
it's always so great to have Bonnie around. Let's have her back next week.
So, shall we say Tuesday around 3:30?
Trixie gazes down at Reptilis as she gets lifted from the floor. Now, at home.
Dinner, sweetie.
Bye, toys.
Rex leaps from the bag.
So, how was the playdate?
Oh, you know, typical crash landing.
Hostile lizard people, hand-to-hand combat.
And I was a mindless lumbering automaton.
Well, that part adds up.
What about you, Trixie? Have you finally found a role that suits you?
Goblin fairy, ghost cloud, dancing queen, a baby reindeer, you name it.
And Bonnie's dinosaur. And Bonnie's dinosaur gets to be everything.
Be grateful for your gifts. They are all around you.
Aww.
Kittysaurus disappears. The toys exchange confused looks. Now, as credits appear, Reptilus opens his hand to reveal Mason's name. The Battlesaur looks around at various toys as he swiftly crosses the dark playroom and leaps up to a window. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Pixar Animation Studios. Described by Brian Thompson. Read by Hannah Johnson. Reptilus gazes outside as snow falls.
Farewell, Trixie of the Bonyi tribe. My heart will burn bright at the moment of your return. Tuesday, around 3:30.